I remember my first time.
Yeah.
Wild and wonderful music.
What's this button do?
You want to play games, motherfucker? you want to play games, motherfucker?
Okay.
Hey, it's the boys. We back, PS&BS, episode 56. Wow. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support and follow us at PS&BS POD. Man, today we're going
to
be discussing some games
really
some BS. Sure, but before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he sounded like a game show host.
Come on down.
Yo, what's good, y'all? What's your boy Biggs. You already know. Yeah. Most level one in the crew.
Yep.
You already know. Here's the voice, get fun, fan, blood, fries, and stuff. You hear the rest of the boy voice. All right, upset, PSPS. Let's get it. No Lex. All right. So, Lex is out.
That's one.
Round table.
Lex is out. Right. We got the round table. These are the Knights of Round, the big three. Sorry, big Lex. Three. You out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
It's over. Hey, everybody put a praying hands in the chat for Lex.
Yeah, shout out to the Heat, man.
See you later.
Hey.
He's still in shock.
You see Jimmy Butler after that game?
Yeah, he's still in shock over the Heat victory.
Bro.
And yeah. Jimmy Butler looking like a mechanic.
He played 47 over the team. Out of 48 minutes. They interviewed him. He said, we're done. He's like.
Yeah, but
it's all good.
I had a pretty chill week. Work was work, and I ended up beating Trails of Cold Steel 3.
Yes.
So
okay.
Officially, right now, real quick, I'm going to go through it.
You caught up.
Trails in the Sky. Trails in the Sky 2. Trails in the Sky the 3rd. Trails from Zero. Trails to Azure. Trails of Cold Steel 1. Trails of Cold Steel 2. Trails of Cold Steel 3. I'm waiting now for the end of Saga. The Avengers End Game of anime JRPGs. Trails of Cold Steel 4, baby, October 27th. Let's go. Ooh. It's been a long journey.
It sounds like they give out this game with McDonald's Happy Meals. Like, what are y'all talking about, bruh? It's how many years have you been on this earth?
It's by far the most proud I've been of myself.
They drop a game every 3 months. Every seasonal change, it's a whole game. Instead of DLC, it's a whole new game.
Shout out to Quarantine.
Some people wish Destiny would do that.
This was only possible in this amount of time. Because of Quarantine. So shout out to Quarantine. It got the Trails in the Sky series
quarantine.
Out of there.
We're in Florida, man. Ain't no quarantine.
I was in, man, you know what I mean? Quarantine,
I'm about to
man.
Touch shout on that. I've seen some shit.
Other than that, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last week, but I started Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and I just got the second stone, the red stone. I'm still a little baby Link, so I don't feel like I've scratched the surface, but I still feel like I've done a lot. So it's pretty cool. You can tell it's an older game. The camera view is all fucked up. I hate it. You can't use the other stick to do the cameras. So it was like a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I took a trip to Steele's favorite hot pot restaurant on Friday. Yeah. Me and my mom had went to You and Me Revolving Hot Pot.
I want
to
go.
It's
I want to go.
It's dope. We had a really cool time.
What if I told you there's a better one?
Oh here we go.
The thing is, I'm not a big seafood guy, like at all. But like, I like the interactive experience. My mom really liked the seafood, so I was like, all right, I'll bend over this way, whatever, and we'll meet. Whoa. We'll link halfway. But there was nothing bad about that.
I know. Just keep going. Let's just keep driving. We decided
to meet in the middle. We went there, and it was cool. We both had a really, really good time. Other than that, that's really all I've been up to.
Hey, man. Biggs taking care of his mom, man.
Hey, that's what you got to do sometimes.
Hey, man. Not going to lie.
Ladies like that.
It was a good feeling. That check coming through was a good feeling. Just sending a lady my car. Like, mom's sitting there reaching her purse and says, what you doing in there?
I got you.
What you doing in there? It's all me.
Hey, let's man. Go. Girls like when you take care of your mom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They think you're going to take care of them.
That's why they
like, you're so close with your mom. I love that about you.
Ladies, he is available.
Okay. You're going to take care of me like
he
that?
He likes anime, long walks on the beach with his sandals in his hand.
I have sandals on my feet, baby.
And socks.
I put socks and sandals on the beach.
Oh, you're one of them?
Go, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Cocaina.
You really are Florida.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But that's it, y'all. Oh, I had a good week.
All right.
Lex.
Resident. Oh, Lex.
Oh, shit.
The game whisperer.
He's still in the bathroom.
Yeah. I didn't make it.
Yeah. It's the elite geek. I've been playing Destiny and what's that other game I've been playing?
Ghost. And Last of Us.
I'm still playing the flute.
I'm playing Hades. Game of the year. I got back into Final Fantasy VII remake.
Somehow,
that door.
Keener. That door. Keener came back as a zombie, so I'm hunting him again.
Keener.
And
Keener came back as a general zombie. Fighting him again. Final Fantasy VII got back into that. That door still not textured.
No, the doors.
There's no hope for this game.
No.
SSD.
Persona 5 Royal. Going on my first year. Haven't beat it yet.
I'm still trying to pre-order RTX.
So, that's about it, guys.
Other than that, I've just been watching TV.
Yeah, that's about it.
Cinema.
Okay.
Cinema.
So.
We love you, Lex.
Yeah, we love you, Lex.
Resident.
It's my turn. Steals. 1682.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
The resident neighborhood fanboy.
The neighborhood fanboy. Fucking right. Peter Parker? What the fuck? The neighborhood. The neighborhood fanboy.
That's crazy. Yo,
hitting the sticks, baby. Soon. Mm. I'll have my own shirt and I'll be rocking it.
Yes, sir.
I'll get into that later because I got something to. So, what I've been doing, I actually play a lot of video games this week, guys. All
right.
I play 2K21.
Okay. Somehow you're still on that. Cool.
He got the Mamba edition. He got to stay on that.
Yeah, he got to stay on that. I know. I'm
PS5. I'm up there. Transfer, I'm up there. Baby.
Yeah. All right.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little COD.
Cold War Beta.
Mm-hmm. More COD.
More COD. Goddamn, why am I drawing a blank?
Among Us.
Among Us. We had Among Us Friday night. Again.
Yes, baby. Part two, baby. It was lit, baby.
Among Us.
Killing people in the dark.
The game that you got me. Oh, Genshin Impact.
Ooh, Genshin Impact. Okay.
Some more Genshin Impact. Got that in there.
What else?
What?
Watch what else?
Iron Bread Part 2.
Iron Bread. No. Iron Bread. Damn, was that it? No. I feel like there's another one that I'm leaving out. I am going to play.
Oh, Coaster. Didn't you do Planet Coaster?
No.
Not as much?
I didn't.
You just downloaded it so far.
It's downloaded. It's ready to go. But then to play Among Us, Nolik needed his account back. So I started the whole thing.
Gotcha.
And then he came back and he's like, Steels, look at what account you're on. I'm like, I see my name. It says Steels. No. Yeah, but you're on my account. So I can't log in. I'm like, fuck. So during the damn stream, I had to like black it out. You know, I changed scenes.
Yeah.
You
know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, just change scenes.
Everybody was like,
he changed scenes.
Everybody was like, Steels, make sure you do that before you sign in and sign out.
He changed scenes. Streamlabs Pro.
Yeah,
Steels.
He's on there, baby.
He's getting it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Won a fucking Mario Kart race.
Why you sound like Waluigi? That's your character?
Ain't y'all still waiting on him to show up in the Waluigi. Smash? Waluigi.
Mario. Sound like a fucking duck.
All 10 girls that was watching this YouTube is now gone.
They left.
Wow.
Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, guys.
You shot your shot, man. Yeah. Sorry. It's all good. Maybe next
time. That's what you're getting into. By the way, that's what you get yourself into.
Wow.
Dude, somebody at work said the wildest shit that kind of reminded me of. He said he used all, like, you know, Red Ring Xbox?
Yeah.
He had, like, so many, like, he used to fix them, I guess. So he had so many, like, dead Xboxes stacked up that he turned them into nightstands next to his bed.
Oh, my God.
He said that it protected his virginity for 20 years.
Wow.
You can imagine a chick walking in your room. You got an Xbox stacked up with a cup on and a lamp.
That was him, wasn't it?
I wasn't trying to expose him.
Yo,
wait, what? I didn't hear.
Hey, just bleep his name out, man.
Bleep his name out.
They don't know who he is.
They don't know who.
I said someone at work that rhymes with Pam.
Okay.
Damn. During that, I thought of another one, but Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, back in the streets.
Got back into Spider-Man a little, you know, a little web slinging. Yeah. And I did some cleaning up. Some of my. Oh, the other day I logged on, and PSN was on its shit. It removed all my games from my folder.
What?
Threw them in the library.
And so you had to do.
So I had to like redo everything. So while I'm sitting there, I'm just like, self. It's time to throw out the trash.
Oh, shit.
Meet me at the crossroad homie.
What did you throw out?
And the one game that I've been holding on to.
Don't tell me. Please don't tell me.
That I finally got rid of.
Please.
Destiny 2.
No!
Destiny 2 is no longer.
Beyond Light.
It's no longer a thing. I jumped into General's party the other day just to say hi. They were going at it.
They looked at you like an op.
And I jumped in, and they're like, yo, Steels, how's it going? Da-da-da. Haven't heard from you. How's things going? Blah, 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 blah. You going to get on Destiny? And I just started laughing. They're like, oh, come on. But the new one's coming out, and it's not. Oh, it still hasn't come out? No. So what's new? Nothing. Oh, so you're still grinding the same shit that you've been grinding for the last 2 months, getting nothing? Yeah. And then hearing them play the game, I'm just like, I don't want this anymore.
Sounds so
Who
toxic.
Are you, people?
I don't want this anymore.
I
took the clearing of the folders as a sign from the PlayStation gods that it doesn't belong on my shit anymore. So I just fucking deleted it.
This is not for you, my son.
That's crazy.
General's like, ever since you started that YouTube shit, you don't want to play Destiny anymore.
Right.
No. And he kept saying, oh, you'll come back.
Oh,
he's like that. You'll be back.
It's deleted.
Wow. You'll be back. It's gone. They always come back.
I thought that should have been gone, so congrats.
No, remember it went from folder 1 to 3.
That's yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, it kept dropping down, dropping down.
I held on to that for a long time, and finally it's just...
All right, shit, good.
Goodbye.
Good.
So, yeah. Oh, that's pretty much... I have some stuff for the BS part of what I did yesterday. That was awesome and crazy at the same time.
All right, cool.
So, what's been up to, Trav?
What have I been on? Call of Duty with I actually got on there with Greg and Al from work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So that
did Modern Warfare?
Warzone.
Oh, Warzone.
Some plunder.
Oh. Did that. Friday the 13th. Did that last Sunday.
There you go.
We was both on
that.
That
was another game that we played.
Played that. That was really fun.
I deleted Dead by Daylight because of playing Friday the 13th.
Really?
I enjoyed that one a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, because it has at least some objectives.
Dead
by
Daylight is boring. You can at least hit them back. You can stun them. You can run. You can set traps. Like there's a meaning. The other one's just,
gotta get this generator going.
It doesn't matter if it's Saw or Jason. Yeah. Still the same generator.
It's like when Steels met my bat, but then I got ran over by my fucking homie.
Yeah. He X'd you out. He won't even let you in the car. It's 4 doors. It's him in the driver's seat.
I understand. I ain't do shit. I didn't do shit.
I shat on y'all, though, because I was
betrayal.
The killer.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all like, oh, I'm over here doing this. I'm like, yeah, I'm over here. I found the map.
He came and X'd me out.
I'm like, wait a minute.
He might be the greatest imposter.
No wonder why Steele's been talking. Quiet. He's the killer.
He carrying that shit to different games. He might be the greatest imposter.
I'm still undefeated as an imposter on our PS.
Hey, we got a dub.
Yeah.
That was shit, man. Yeah. I was remote. That's why I wasn't in my zone.
That was a quick dub.
You wasn't comfortable.
I was on hotel Wi-Fi. Now I'm getting kicked out of the game, bro.
That one game that it was me and Edwin, yo, Nolik was on my ass. He's like, it's Tails. All types of any way to get it. And I'm just all like, no, it's not. But they kept fighting with the randoms.
Yeah.
So I just kept pushing on that.
Yeah.
I kept going. I'm like, I have to X out. No, he's top of my hit list.
He talked too much.
So there was one part where we went down. Nolik came out the room and someone went up. Nolik went down. I'm like,
lacking.
I don't care.
Lacking.
Went up and it took off and I hit it. Right as I got him, they called a meeting. I'm like,
woo. Slack.
He had to go. He was talking too much.
Damn.
Better watch how you talk to us. God
right.
Damn.
All right, yo.
What else, all right, man.
So, game of the week.
That's what you played with?
I'm going to. Yeah, that's
Friday
it.
13 and Call of Duty?
Yeah. Oh, kept it light. So, game of the week will be.
Let's see. Let's think about it.
Jump rope.
Jump rope.
Game of the week.
It takes three people to play. One guy holds one part of the rope. Another guy holds another side of the rope. And
isn't that called hopscotch?
Hopscotch.
No, not
jumping jack. No.
There's
game of the week is Monopoly. Fuck
Monopoly. I have that.
Who got it?
I got it.
Monopoly, like the board game.
The board game. Yes.
But on PlayStation.
Not the video game. No. The board game.
The actual board game.
Yeah, you go to Walmart.
I got Yankeeopoly.
It's $9.99.
Yankeeopoly.
Yeah.
Yankees?
Yeah, Derek Jeter's Park Place.
Of course he would have some limits. What does he do regularly?
No cap. I have Disney Monopoly and I got Pokemon Monopoly.
See?
What's wrong with y'all?
What? Why? Who wants just regular shit?
Yeah, bro. That
because
shit
it's cheaper.
It wasn't that much expensive. It was only $30.
It was only 30 bucks when you could get the base model for $9.
This was also 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's valid.
I'm going for the anime Monopoly next, baby. There you go.
All right, man. So
yeah, get that Dragon Ball off.
To be on serious note, any game of the weeks for y'all? Surprise?
The only one I would actually give some light to.
Friday the 13th was something off different.
That was really off.
I feel like we've talked about it a lot though. I would say Genshin Impact just because like it's a free play.
Genshin Impact.
Yeah, I got more than that.
Getting a lot of light.
And even if it hasn't been getting a lot of love, if you haven't at least given it a try, it's free. Like
I'm playing
just
it.
Try it. It's free.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I tried it.
It's an anime RPG that I'm playing. Yeah, so it's cool. It's cool. I like the powers.
I like it. I like it for its story. Honestly, I'd be listening and shit. Like it's not like a lot of those free
to
play games.
I listen to some of it.
Don't have nothing too deep, right?
And I actually like I fell in love with Paimon the minute she started talking. I want to listen to what Paimon's saying.
I just found out that the one dude has a secret, something about pirates or some shit. Now I'm looking for
a hidden chest.
You talking about the ice guy? The ice guy,
Kaya? Kaya?
Yeah,
I think his name is.
I'm glad y'all remember their names.
We met in a thing. He's like, we can't talk here.
Yeah.
We must meet outside. It's too important. I can't talk about my past in front of everyone.
We can't talk.
There was one other person in the whole building. They worried about talking in front of everyone.
So he got loose lips.
He went out, and then, of course, dumbass. I don't want to say because I don't care. I'll say it for the Patreon. I'm the female. So the females know, you know, let's just say I named her Karen. You know, she went out there, and she's all like, first person she sees, hey, mister, I heard something about a hidden treasure. And, of course, there's ears around the corner.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's a wrap.
When you're supposed to keep it a secret, it's out.
2 seconds
there's
later.
There's a guy by the staircase.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Monopoly, right, Genshin Impact, Friday the 13th. All right, good. Three games of the week.
Yeah, Lex is going to kill us on that. Oh, all right. And another thing on Lex. Lex, there was no sick days in your contract. Yeah. So we'll be talking about this with HR. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get to BS, man.
Lex will get an email soon.
What you got, Bobby?
Guys.
What happened?
I had fun yesterday.
Yeah, he was driving in reverse on I-4.
What?
I mean, that's what he said. But, so I had a very long day yesterday.
Okay.
Right? Very long day. I'm surprised I'm, like, up and feeling energetic. Good today. You know? I woke up and drove to Turkey Lake Plaza Toll Road. There's like a huge plaza over there.
Yeah.
Met up with some people from my Subaru group. My boy put together a cruise to Yalaha Bakery.
What the hell?
It is a German bakery in Yalaha, Florida. Okay.
Now,
That's not Yeehaw Junction, is it?
No.
This is north.
When you say go on a cruise, does it just mean a glorified fucking road
race.
Trip?
Yeah. No, it's a
race?
Road.
It's a road trip.
It's okay. A road race.
I'm thinking you see cruise them
on,
is like
they're on 95.
We actually went down the turnpike out to Claremont.
Okay.
And we went through Sugarloaf Mountain.
Okay.
Places I've never heard of. Sugarloaf.
A lot of twisting and turning and uphills and downhills and uphills and turns and turns.
Was Kat with you?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's my pilot, yo. She might ride or die, yo.
Okay, good.
She loves car stuff. So we drove out there. Going up there, there was a little bit of traffic, so we couldn't really be hoonigans like we want to and stuff like that. There's a German bakery out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. The food is great. Had a Reuben. It was really good. The breads and pastries are amazing. Mm-hmm. Really good view. Awesome place to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of car clubs and bikers and bicyclists, you know, like the...
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them, the groups, they go up there. They bike up there. There's a lot of scenery, a lot of hills and stuff like that.
Right.
It's a really nice drive. It's a really nice drive. It only took about 55 minutes from the plaza.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Not that bad of a drive.
Yeah, it wasn't too crazy.
No, we're right next to, like, Howie in the Hills area. It's pretty much where it's
Howie
at.
Howie in the Hills?
Howie in the Hills.
Howie in the Hills?
Howie, yeah. You haven't heard of Howie in the Hills?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. I haven't heard of anything, bro.
Anyway.
So what happened out there in them streets?
Afterwards.
Ooh.
On the way back.
After.
Let's just say. After. There was no traffic.
He went straight down the hill, no road, baby. Off-roaded.
Bruh. Have y'all been, you ever ridden roller coaster, right?
Of course.
Okay, you ridden roller coaster?
Yeah.
going up, right?
Yeah, the suspense.
And then what do you see that drop? Like, at that one point, before you finally go over, you see, like, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you know you're like, going down, right? So
when you got to the top, you saw, like, the Universal
the skyline.
Rides, you Volcano saw the skyline. Bay, you saw Fun Spot.
Everything, yeah. And you're just like, holy shit, I'm up here high. And then it's straight down.
Ooh.
And then you, then when you go towards the bottom of the roller coaster, you see oh. the upward part, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what my road looked like yesterday.
Oh,
so you was just going.
So he was on the suspension.
So I was behind. I was behind my boy. I was behind my boy. He was in the lead.
And he was in the lead. See? Gave
race,
it up.
Race,
it's a race.
He's the leader.
Race. Amazing
he,
race.
He's the person we're following because he knows where we're going.
He's in the lead.
Come on, man. So I'm behind him, and there's like 14 more cars behind
not
me.
For long.
There's a lot of cars.
Not for long.
Not for long.
Okay? When I saw, it looked like I was going up to the heavens, and I just saw a skyline and trees and everything. And then once we came over that top, it went straight down. I was like, oh, it's time.
You didn't press the button.
It's time.
You didn't press a button.
I heard my boy
Dom.
No, y'all got one of those buttons. You didn't press a button, right?
Actually.
No lever.
Actually.
No.
There's a switch.
You don't got a button. You got a switch.
My car stock comes with three modes. So I made sure I was in sharp, sport sharp mode, which is the highest mode.
Shark?
Sharp. Sharp.
Oh, I thought he said a shark.
No. It kind of changes the gearing. Like the gearing's a little closer. It adds a couple more psi.
You're losing me. You're losing me. More.
This motherfucker went to Orgia mode.
So, when I heard him downshift, I was like, I downshifted, and we both took off. And now behind me was an older, like classic, like really like classic Subaru.
Yeah.
And then my boy Greg was behind him. Not from work. My Subaru boy Greg was behind him.
Because Greg's a V-dub guy.
He has a fully built STI.
Okay.
He's pushing 4-ish horsepower.
Okay.
Okay. That's 100, not 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just want to put it out there. I know there's non-car people listening. When we took off, I could barely see them behind me.
Yeah.
I don't want to say how fast I was going, but there was definitely three numbers on my speedometer.
His shit went like this.
Three digits. Okay. I didn't want to say how fast, but there's definitely three digits.
There was definitely three digits, and I'm following behind my
friend. Shit looked like 6 o'clock in my car.
My wife has been in my car when I was going damn near 120, and yesterday she said, I think this is good enough, so let's just leave it at that, okay?
Shit.
Now, remember, my friend wasn't behind me.
Yeah.
When we got to the bottom of the hill, and all of a sudden I could see up, and I'm just still flooring straight through it.
Menage!
At 5,000 RPMs, climbing this, like, hill, I looked in my side mirror. My boy Greg's on my ass. I'm like, where
did he come from?
He had to be doing 150.
Yeah.
Shit.
A good 150 just to catch up. And I mean, it's just one straight.
I don't
shot
even think
road.
My car has the number 150.
No, it don't. No, it don't. 120, baby.
I think my speedometer goes up to 300, 250, 300.
The fuck is it? A plane?
I think it's 250. I think it goes up to 250.
Driving a bullet train.
But supposedly the governor tops it out at 150.
And his shit, he fired.
Who's that?
He
right?
fired this governor.
He said the governor, but who's the governor? Right?
That's what it's called.
Who the fuck's the governor?
That's right? What it's called. It's a computer thing.
Yeah, I know.
To the car to kind of, it chokes out the car.
Yeah, you ain't going that fast.
Yeah.
But he took his out. He's like, you out of here.
He hacked it. That's what the lever was for.
It is tuned. So anyway. Okay.
Patreon.
After that, it was like we were at the Sebring racetrack. 40 mile an hour turns, S turns, hairpin turns. Through these neighborhoods, and we were just gone. Damn. It was so much fun.
So it was Gran Turismo Saturday.
Gran Turismo Saturday. That was the first time I got in my car that hard since I put the air suspension on. So I was very proud of how it, very handled. Proud, happy, and excited on how it handled.
You're a proud Subaru owner.
Yeah, that it handles very well.
Good views.
It handled
good food.
Very well.
Yeah,
he top
was on,
speed.
He was on some shit
yeah. with the gang.
Then I came home, got on the beta.
Yes.
Played a little of the beta. And then we went out to eat a big dinner again.
Damn.
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao.
You heard of it? Fogo de Chao?
Is that Brazilian?
Yes. Y'all heard of Texas de Brazil?
Yeah. Same deal. Shit.
Same deal.
That's why I was like, I think I've heard of it.
They've been having this mystery or I would say mystery magical diner.
Okay.
Oh, magical diner
thing
where
it's cheaper and all for the whole month because it's like celebrating like businesses of Orlando some shit.
Yes. Yeah.
So normally the price is like $55
per person, right?
Per person, we got it for $35, and it came with your choice of free dessert, one dessert.
Yep. I did a dinner.
And they shorten the menu, but when they say shorten the menu, it's literally all you have to do is just make a reservation. Because when we walked in, she's like, regular menu or magical dining menu? We're like, magical dining. Okay, here you go.
Oh, okay.
So as long as you just go on their website and make a reservation. Only thing is, they were 2 weeks out. I made the reservations 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How packed that shit was.
But when does magical diner end?
I think at the end of this month. I'll have to double check. Oh, no. Yeah, I think they extended it another month. So yeah, the 31st of October. They extended another month. Now they give you all the cuts of meat, all the sides and everything. The only thing they took out was the beef ribs, the filet mignon,
the chicken heart,
and the no, they don't have chicken heart. And
but that's Brazilian
chicken.
The ribeyes.
You never heard of chicken heart?
Yeah, chicken hearts. But that's Brazilian.
I eat wings, baby.
That's the one where they come out with the big swords of meat.
See, I don't care about nothing. Yeah. I don't care nothing about.
So they had like
chicken
three different types, three or four different types of sirloins. They had three types of chicken, pork. They had lamb, sausage, all that shit. And it's all you can eat. They just come by.
Yeah.
Would you like some of this?
Yeah, I heard about that. I've always wanted to go to Texas Day Brazil, bro, because I heard that experience is dope.
Texas Day Brazil
for meat eaters.
Yes.
Out there.
Yeah, they give you little tongs, so they cut it right off the meat, and then you grab it with your tongs, and you just. They put it on there. So good. I ate so much yesterday.
You went to sleep good.
I couldn't breathe.
He had health issues. He said I ate so much. I had health issues.
Bro, we purposely took. Okay.
Hey, Doc.
Normally.
I can't breathe.
Normally, I drive my car to events when I go with my Subaru peoples. But on certain places, we take my wife's car because I know I'm going to go crazy. And I
know I'm
going to
go crazy.
I don't want to drive afterwards. Right. You know, plus more room. I don't have to worry about getting down. My car is low. Especially
it's valid.
Lower it, whatever. Plus how hard I drove the car yesterday and
he needed a break.
All the miles I put on it. All
right, baby.
It needs a rest. It needed a rest.
Yeah.
So I put her to sleep yesterday. Came out. You clowning, but I did that. I got out and I'm like, good job, baby. Good job. You did good today. Baby. You responded well.
He smacked her on the ass.
Now go ahead and you clowning, but I do. I rubbed her and I said, good job, girl. Now it's time for you to rest. I'll see you in the morning. Listen, you're not the only car people will know.
I hear you.
Will know. Okay.
There you go. Good job.
But bro, that place is amazing.
Oh my god,
the desserts were so good. I don't know how I walked out that place. So I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning recuperating from dinner just before I went to sleep.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right.
So, but that's it. Place is awesome. Oh, I had a really good day yesterday.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. Speaking of roller coasters, man. They announced, man, the new Jurassic Park roller coasters at Islands of Adventure.
Mm.
I don't want to butcher the name, man.
Are they getting rid
it's
of
Velociraptor Coaster?
Velociraptor?
Velociraptor?
Yeah.
They just left the raptor out?
Yeah.
Velociraptor?
Yeah. No, they didn't.
You have a gripe with the name?
Yeah, man, it's not a Veloster. That sounds like the damn Hyundai car, man. A Hyundai Veloster. Like, oh, we made a roller coaster after you guys.
Hey, man, it's supposed to be opening. They've been building it for Lord knows how long. Obviously, you can't hide a roller coaster.
Jurassic Park. Oh, no. Dragons, right?
Yeah, they got but that was for the Harry Potter roller coaster.
Dragon
but,
champion now.
So they took out the water ride.
Yeah,
they didn't take out any rides. If you remember, if you know Islands Adventure, when you see the pavilion from Jurassic Park over the lake or over the pond, that's where it is. That little area that used to just be, I guess, a pitcher place where you can take pictures.
Yeah.
It's all through that. It didn't remove any rides.
They should have took out the fucking Jurassic
It looks
Park
dope.
Ride.
It looks
dated.
Really dope.
Yeah, but it's still
what, you said the river ride?
Yeah.
The drop? Are you crazy? That shit's valid.
And you see the T-Rex?
That shit's valid, man.
I feel like that shit's old. Like,
that shit's valid. You crazy, man. You talking. They need to take
it. I'm still mad they took out the Jaws ride.
Yeah.
And Back to the Future. Screw that damn Simpson ride.
Yeah.
You know, Dave used to work at the Jaws ride.
Yeah, I know. He tells me all his stories how he jumped in the water. Swam with the sharks.
Yeah, my God.
And still on Jurassic Park, Jurassic World has stopped filming due to multiple crew members testing positive for
that
bullshit.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
That's bogus, man. We ain't going to get that movie.
We ain't going to get
it's affecting a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
this year in the NFL has been nuts.
Yeah, it's games up and down. Postponed. Up and down.
They already postponed next Thursday. It's supposed to be the Chiefs and someone else, and they're like, "Nah, you're getting pushed it's a Sunday."
Yeah,
they had a Tuesday game this last week. A Tuesday game. That's never happened.
Tuesday game.
There's a lot of things that never happened that happened this year.
Yeah, for real.
Stranger Things has finally resumed filming.
I did hear that.
So somebody that's lit. Stopped, another one resumed.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm happy on that, man.
That's good.
Other news we got is a Resident Evil movie reboot. Mm-hmm. So origin story of Raccoon City. Anybody cool. looking forward to that?
I
know they got an animated series coming out for what, Netflix? And now they got this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So it seemed like they Resident Evil got that one.
I'm a Resident Evil.
I'll
check it out at least.
Yeah, because how many movies did they have before? Like 7 of them, boys? Like
the live actions?
Yeah, the live action movies. 5? Them shits was crazy.
I always hated them.
Well, you hated them?
I only hated them because
it just got
fucking,
wacky.
Because it was fucking Alice instead of the motherfuckers we played in the video games. It's like, who is this motherfucker? Like, who's this girl?
I mean, I liked them. I understand.
Good for like a movie. Like, if you're just judging it off it being a movie, then yeah. But like, if you're like coming off the video games and you watch the movie, it's like something.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Something ain't right.
A zombie. She can bite me any day.
What else we got?
I have one on this docket that's been sitting on here for weeks. But I'll just say it just to say it. Director James Cameron confirmed that Avatar 2 has been completed filming and Avatar 3 is around 95% completed. We're never going to get these movies, man.
Avatar
2 is done.
Filming.
3 is almost done.
Is 95% complete, yes.
And did they make the movies at the same time?
And they haven't announced 2.
They recorded them all.
Like, they haven't even done a trailer. Is there a trailer for 2?
No, there's nothing.
How do you finish filming and you don't have...
One came out, I was in high school.
Monster Hunter is getting official first looks. And fucking Avatar 2 can't get a trailer?
We can't get a trailer. We can't get a screenshot. We got a whole Disney... We got a Disneyland area for Avatar before we got a part 2. We got a ride.
Yeah, that ride's lit, though.
No, I'm not saying the ride ain't lit. I'm just saying we got all this other shit before we even got
guys, the movie's done. Trust us.
Right. I've had this on the docket for about a month.
I mean,
all right.
And I still ain't seen the trailer.
It doesn't matter when you say it because we're not going to get it. It's not like it's breaking news.
Right.
As soon as...
It'll happen when... didn't we talk about movie theaters and these big businesses buying them out?
Yeah.
So, like, when they start closing down, like, that Regal Cinema is going to become Disney movie theater.
Oh, shit.
And then that Regal Cinema is going to close, and then it's going to become...
Netflix World.
Netflix
World.
all the theaters. I don't remember who I was talking to, but someone mentioned that. Well, maybe I heard that in another podcast.
Mm.
I think that's what it was. It was another podcast I was listening to were saying that... I've been listening to Flagrant 2 for a long time.
Hey, man. Yeah, shout out to $1 million worth of game, man. Come on, man.
But that's what they were saying, is that they feel like the movie scene is done.
Mm-hmm.
They're closing down hundreds and hundreds of theaters, and they feel all these streaming services are going to start gobbling up these theaters.
Right now. Think about Blockbuster. Think about Toys R Us. Think about all these major retailers, Kmart, all that shit. That shit's gone, baby. It's the wave, man. Amazon, online, baby. Stream it or not.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Can you imagine Disney theaters?
That's a shirt. Stream it or not.
No, I can imagine
Disney
like
theaters.
But what if they put
Miramax theaters?
What if they put everybody
HBO theaters?
What if they put everybody in like a theater and like put one motherfucker in control of the
TV remote? He get his ass whooped.
Everybody gotta come to a like vote or consensus. About what we watching today.
Hey, what we on today?
Yeah, what we watching today?
We on some comedy shit, some action.
Whoa, hold on. So y'all meaning like having the streaming service there?
Yes, you walk up in there.
No. I mean, that's funny. That's funny. You just sit down and then scroll and it's like, who's controlling?
Yeah.
Hey, turn the volume up.
Watch this one and watch that one.
I already saw that.
Yeah, I snuck from, I was in the other theater, right? I paid, and then I came over here, so I wanted to see something else.
Yeah. It's the future. It's coming. Yeah, coming, it's coming soon, baby. Coming.
I would not be surprised if there's Disney theaters around.
And
then they just drop their own movies right there, and you come pay.
Disney McDonald's. Disney fast food.
They gonna be the next one to get up out of here. Watch,
yeah,
the Mickey sandwich.
Hey, if
the way McDonald's is throwing out J Balvin and Travis Scott and horning out all these artists.
Let's not get on that. Because the people who are ordering that shit are just as dumb as those damn meals coming out. I'm sorry. Man,
this guy's dumb as hell.
I'm sorry. You're giving, it's just like that, all those stupid songs that come on YouTube, and dumb people listen to that shit and then they get rich. Listen, it's not a rocket scientist. He didn't invent the fucking wheel. He added an Oreo, damn McFlurry, instead of fries. Come on, guys. Really? You could have gotten this that whole time.
First of all, he added the Oreo McFlurry instead of the drink. The fries are still there to dip.
Yes.
Regardless, that's all he did. I could go and order a number one with a McFlurry all this time. That's nothing new. Nothing special. Oh, man. But yeah, he's getting money.
Yeah, man.
Shout out
stupid. Fucking stupid.
Shout out to Ronald McDonald.
And then the bacon quarter pounder. Fuck out of here.
Bacon, oh, man. All right, man. Let's get into some gaming, man.
Let's do that, man.
Cyberpunk 2077 has gone gold, man. No more delays, baby.
Gold, man. What was the timeline? I saw a post of like a timeline.
It was announced in 2012. You know, people had started families and, you know, bought a dog.
Got delayed.
then it got delayed.
Yeah. Then it got delayed.
Then they got divorced. The gang got delayed again.
Now it's releasing and it's gold.
I'm excited, man. Yeah. Also, you guys looking forward?
Yeah, also Miles Morales.
Yeah, that guy gone gold.
Everything's going gold.
Yeah.
They're saying it's ready.
It's ready, man.
It's ready.
They're saying it's ready.
Shit.
Which is good.
We also got y'all looking forward to that? Y'all happy?
Yeah. I mean, we all know.
I mean, I'm happy for the games that I'm gonna be playing.
If you remember from episode 7 of PS and BS Live, I have a theory that we're all gonna be only playing Godfall when PS5 come out, because that's Gearbox's master plan.
Man, 2D to 3D, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't care. I wanna play that game.
Check out PS and BS Live episode 7 for that theory.
Mortal Kombat Ultimate.
Yeah.
Next gen, all DLC plus new fighters, Rambo, Melina, and Rain.
Hell yeah.
In the new fighter pack, man. It's coming to PS5 and
I may actually pick that up.
I'm definitely upgrading to that. I already own Mortal Kombat 11. So
I'm curious to how this.
I'm definitely trying to figure out.
It was on sale last month.
So I'm trying to figure out how I need to upgrade, like what I need to pay to get all the packs.
It's not a free upgrade?
I mean, it's a free upgrade for what I have, but I want to get the fighter packs. I want to get Aftermath or whatever it was.
Just be one like season pass. Everything.
But I saw a tweet that kind of made me like, why didn't they just name it that? They should have named it Ultimate Mortal Kombat, just like back on Sega Genesis and PlayStation.
Then you just get everything.
Yeah, but they named it Mortal Kombat Ultimate. Should have just been Ultimate.
Which is weird. You know what's crazy is I was actually last night having a conversation with one of my boys, because, of course, they're heavy into Smash Bros. Mm. And it's called Smash Bros. Ultimate. So he's like, they're like, so... Are they, like, what do they call it after Smash Bros. Ultimate? Do they call it Ultimate 2? Or are they just going to keep this as the same?
No, they're going to find a bigger word in the dictionary.
Like, I thought that's true. What are they going to call the sequel?
Smash Brothers, the Collective.
What's the step
special
up
edition
from Ultimate?
Special Edition.
Special Edition?
I'll go with that.
For a sequel?
It's valid.
So what about Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat Ultimate Head Chopper Edition?
Ultimate Special Edition.
Yeah, it's gonna get nuts out there. It's gonna get nuts. But I'm just happy that the game is gonna get like next gen upgrades.
Yeah,
I'm lit.
The way 2K look, I'm very looking forward.
Yes,
to how
2K looks look. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes,
like y'all talked insane. About that on the live. So if y'all want to hear about that,
check hit up live, that boy episode up, man. Seven.
Let's get into y'all. Want to talk about y'all played the COD?
Yeah.
Beta?
And y'all
did play the alpha as well, so.
Yeah.
I got something to say about that shit.
Go ahead and give us a rundown, man.
You want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The beta. I'm already kind of, not kind of, I don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. It's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
It's got its goods and it's got its bads.
It's a toxic relationship.
I'll go one game, 28-3, killing everything, not getting killed. Next game, I blink, I'm dead.
8-23.
I'm getting shot from rocks.
28-3 and then 3-28 the next game.
I'm like, I don't get it. The inconsistency of the game is ridiculous. Why is it so fast?
So wait. So you're saying they didn't get it right on, like it was too slow, now it's too fast?
Bro, it's like you're on a go-kart or some shit.
Do you still have field of view? Because I took it off. Do you still have field of view?
Yeah.
That's why you're so fast. My field of view, I put it at 80, which is default. Yeah. I kept it there because, I mean, honestly, when I played the alpha, there was no field of view option. No, so field of view. I was doing fine like that. So I was just saying, you know what, let me change it back. And I was,
y'all better
I was
get used to this after that. Because with the new systems and the new raised frames per second, everything going to be like we on a train.
And that's what I was going to say.
So sometimes games should be
down. Back it down a little bit.
Yeah, back it down. But when you get the upgrade, try the field of view and see if it's smoother.
Think about fighting games.
There'll be times where I'll come around the corner and I just die. And I'm like, I didn't. There was none. And then I look at his screen. He could see me clear as day, skipping through with a fucking picnic basket, coming down the lane and shit. And he just has time to. And I'm dead. And I'm dead. Three shots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where? Can't even see him.
Yeah,
it's crazy. They still got the same maps from the alpha.
They added one more,
which can burn in hell.
I prefer Cartel over Moscow still.
I'll dub both of them. I don't give a damn. All
right,
it's tough on domination, man. That middle point on Cartel is tough. They got a lot of sniper points straight to that point. I still think it's good. I still like the feel of the game. I don't see them cleaning up too much of it because the game's coming out in less than a month.
Yeah.
But do you think the game is going to feel different on the next gen consoles?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
I think it's going to be more polished.
That's what I'm waiting for.
That's what I'm, yeah, honestly, that's
and
what
I
I'm,
think that's what they're doing more. So it's like, here's a little taste of it, but we're going to actually, like you've been saying, we're going to get the real feel of the game.
Right.
On the five.
Yeah. I'm at that gray area now. I see it's, you know, less than, you know, 30 some days. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like holding out. Holding out.
I still like the Type 63. Mm. I don't like a lot of the sights, man. A lot of those sights are just...
I like the Mill Rock sight, and I like the one after the little square one. It's like a square. I really like it. I really like that. I think it's kind of...
Like the GI Reflex sight in Modern Warfare.
The small?
No, it's got a red dot, but the frame of it is just very thin. Yeah, I hate that when you pull it up and you have the big-ass ACOG. Like it takes up half the screen and shit. You know, you have no peripherals while you're ADSing.
Yeah.
Really. So it takes away a lot of that shit. And it's, I don't know. I still enjoy the game, but it's like I said, I'll have two or three good games in a row, and I'll have two or three really bad games in a row. It's just very inconsistent. I don't get it.
I feel like the game, like I said, is going to be really well-rounded because I think, like, the campaign's going to hold up.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, you're going to get what you're used to. And then you're going to have zombies. So I'm so excited. I'm more excited for this game than I was for Modern Warfare. That's for sure.
Fair enough.
And I downloaded the beta this morning. So when I get home, I'm on that. Just give it a couple runs. Yeah, I don't want to get too deep or invested.
I'll drop the frames back down to.
Do 80. Try 80.
Well, I had an 80 and I went up to 100. And then, I went up to 120 and back down to 100.
This is pro talk. I don't think this options are on regular PS4, right? What he's talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Field of view.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about FPS or some shit. No, you can change. Well, it's field of view.
Yeah.
So basically, it kind of like bends the screen.
So it's like it has a fishbowl. Like, you know, cameras with the fishbowl lens kind of?
Yeah.
It's like that view. Just a wider view.
So instead of it just being flat and you don't see like this much here, it'll pull it out a little bit to where you see a little more. Mm. But you do have a little.
You move faster, and for some reason, like everything in front of you appears smaller or farther away, which I also didn't like.
Okay. So
I got rid of that. Try 80. I did fine on the alpha with it.
I wonder if people are going lower.
Went back. I don't know.
Because there's been some kill cams where it's like it seems like they're closer, and then when they zoom in, it's like the scopes are bigger.
Yeah,
almost. I'm wondering if they even go lower, if even that benefits you more. Oh, you just gotta mess with
plug and play, baby.
You just gotta mess with it. At least they're giving you customization.
I think
for your personal play.
I still think the C4 is pretty shit, even though I use it. The reason why I think it's shit is because it just takes too. At first, it took too long to throw it, and now it's like okay, it's serviceable the way you could how long it takes to throw it.
But
now
it takes
fucking forever to detonate it. So it's like I throw it, and it's like I gotta wait for that bitch to heat up. Like it's on the stove.
You gotta wait for it to activate. That's how the last Call of Duty Treyarch they changed that.
Fuck, I'm trying to double tap square. Because
people are complaining about the quick
C4 kills. They didn't bring back that whole hey, I need to stab myself. Yeah,
it's a perk. Or
it's not like the original Black Ops. It's not part of like you know how Black Ops what was it four that just came what was the last Black Ops
yeah four
four, four that was part of the multiplayer like that was their game changer like you can
yeah
get, yeah oh, automatic
you gotta,
sim shot
yeah you gotta yeah. Redo
this
it.
One no, you have the
you
option
regenerate,
Like normal.
Like normal, but good. You have a stim shot if you want that quick. If you want that quick.
Oh, okay. Fill up, yeah.
But yeah. That takes away from your flashbang right, or your.
Okay, I'd rather that than what it was in Black Ops 4.
Black Ops 4, you couldn't regain
unless you stemmed. Yeah. I hated that. I hated that with a passion.
Not like that. It's not like that.
I'm happy that's gone. How you finished with your take?
Yeah. I think I might have liked the game better when it was broken as an alpha.
I was saying, I may have just jumped the gun on.
I think I liked it.
Just a little bit. That's at times.
I think I liked. I think I liked it better in alpha stage. I feel like they nerfed my main gun, the XM4, and I also feel like it's pretty ridiculous that you have to reach weapon level 20 to get a fucking suppressor on your gun because that was like a game changer for me.
And that's the thing. The sights that I'm waiting for the Type 68 or Type 63, it's like you got to damn near max the thing out just to get some decent sights for longer distance.
Maybe faster weapon level up, maybe.
Well, I'm pretty sure when the game first come out like they always do, there'll be double XP weekend.
Every weekend.
That's how they're always doing.
Yeah, so you'll be all right, man.
It still felt pretty good playing it. Cartel, like I said, can go to hell. I still vote Satellite as my main. The only reason I don't put Miami over it is because it's dark. Like Satellite and Miami are both like pretty snipey maps, but at least in Satellite I can see the motherfuckers in the dunes. You know, it's daytime type shit. So I have a little bit of a better time on Satellite. I dipped into one of those big maps, the big matches, the one with the ships.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
I did well.
They have the Navy ship one I want to play that.
I did the VIP shit yesterday.
I didn't do VIP.
VIP, it is pretty fun, but you don't get a lot of kills, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's probably better with a whole team.
Because it's like...
And tomorrow's the last day, right?
It's almost like a version of Search and Destroy.
No, it's the 12th. Okay, it's tomorrow.
It's like a version of Search and Destroy with an added... bonus. Yeah. So like if you go down, I can revive you. So when a match starts, one person out of your team is randomly made the VIP. Mm-hmm. And then they have just a pistol. Mm-hmm. You have to get them to the extraction zone.
I like that.
If they get killed, you lose.
Period.
Off rip.
Do they die or do they go down?
Do they have like an extra armor on them?
They get a smoke grenade, a regular grenade.
What I mean is, are they as easy to kill as everybody else on their
squad? Pretty
much. Okay, so a couple headshots and boom, you're done.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Snipe them out.
You don't want to go running first like freaking Jupiter did the first time. I'm the VIP. Come, guys.
Why
are you running out?
I can see that game is not going to be fun for playing with randoms because if a troll gets the VIP position, they're just going to run out there and get...
Yeah, if you piss him off,
dude,
or something,
run
or
right.
Whatever.
He run left.
Yeah. And that's what we were doing.
He gets shot on fire.
Like when Juju and Reese were playing, or just even me and Juju, we would go right as the VIP.
Yeah.
Everyone went left.
So there's no one protecting the VIP.
There's no one protecting the VIP. You know, they're just doing their own thing.
Right. So that's a game that you have to have a little squad.
You have to have at least four or five of the people.
When they announced it, I knew that was a game that you got to play with your friends. You have to.
Yeah. It's not a bad game mode.
Okay.
It can be competitive. I can see how it can be pretty competitive.
Okay.
All in all, I'm still very excited for the game because I feel like it's going to be that same jump like Ghost was from PS3 to PS4.
Yeah, and that's what I say. People don't talk about Ghost or go back to Ghost. Mm-hmm. So even if that happens to this game, at least people are going to enjoy it because, you know, next gen, yes, we're geeked for it, but we all have to be realistic. There's not going to be a lot of true next gen games beginning the first year, you know, so we'll be all right, man.
I'm still hype.
I'm lit. All right, man. PlayStation has announced, man, the 10 PS4 games I can't play on PS5.
Oh! Is Ghost of Tsushima one of them?
No,
no.
Thank God,
dude.
We don't know
the 10 game. The 10 games that are listed.
You don't play any of them,
right? I have the list right here.
I guarantee you don't play
DMVR. Heard of it? Played it?
I can guarantee majority.
TT Isles of Man, Ride on the Edge 2.
Huh?
Just Deal with It. Played it?
Have you
Shadow Complex Remastered. Played it? The original or the remastered? Robinson, The Journey.
What is that?
We Sing.
What is that?
This one, I think I've heard of it.
You want to play games, motherfucker?
I think it's an Android game.
I think this
was an Android game. Hitman Go? Definitive Decision? Is that an Android game?
That's what it sounds like.
Shawden and Joe's Diner.
A triple banger.
Triple.
There you go.
Yeah, those are the games I won't be able to play on PS5.
Oh,
backwards.
No. Oh, no. Oh, there's no.
Damn. I'm lit.
Oh, no.
Good riddance.
I'm lit.
What? I'm selling my PS5 pre-order. Who wants it?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
You know what? I'll take a cut, too. I'll take a cut. $300.
$300.
Yes. Just because I can't play those 10 games I don't want.
I'm out of here.
I'm buying the actual.
No. Not today. Yes, water, please.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm happy. Games, and they kind of like low-key like just dropped it in their FAQ. Like they didn't like do a big blog post or nothing.
They
just
know.
Hey, man, these 10 games.
They just went, what do you want to do with this?
Post it. Just post,
post that shit, man.
The guy who was supposed to post it was already in bed. He's like, oh, I forgot. Okay, I'll post
this
it.
This one's been circling.
He put a timer on it. It posted itself.
Oh my god. But yeah, I'm happy to hear that, man. They did say that there will be some games will actually benefit from the PlayStation 5. There'll be like a boosted mode for certain games like Ghost of Tsushima. I'm pretty sure like all the first party games will have that boosted. And then some games will just run like normal. So either way, we lit. I'm good with that.
It'll either be a port or a boost.
Yeah. And I'm good with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And some games will come as, you know, a port, but will be boosted later, like GTA 5.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get a GTA 5 PS5 update later down the road. Same thing with Cyberpunk. You know what I'm saying? Those games like that. All right. This one's kind of like a rumor, but it's been circulating a lot. I don't know if it's official yet, but they're saying Sony is reportedly going to launch a new PlayStation Store next month. PlayStation Store, which is said to include only PS5 and PS4 games. So that means they're going to take out the PS3 games, PS2 games, and the PS shit. Vita games from the from the App Store and the web browser store. You'll only be able to buy PS3 games if you own a PS3 and you go through that PS3 store on the console. Same thing with Vita.
Damn.
So I'm cool with that.
It cleans it up a little bit for me.
Yeah, they clean it up. Yeah. I want to be able to, because that's one thing. When I'm looking at the game stores right now, the PlayStation Store right now, it's kind of hard to figure out, okay, is this game going to be, before that whole article, FAQ came out with what's going to be compatible for PS5, it was like, damn, do I buy Ghost? Is it going to even work for 5? Mm-hmm. You know, because that wasn't out yet you know, so this kind of clears it up for me more.
Did they confirm that it'd be
Ghost? Yeah, yeah.
I
think it was yesterday or the day before they validated it.
Oh, good.
You valid, baby.
I didn't know that, but I did plan to get it on PS5. Okay.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, and it's going to be boosted. It's going to have boosted.
Perfect.
So we lit.
Perfect. Sweet.
Perfect. All right, let's see. Also, PlayStation news. PlayStation is... Did y'all talk about this on the live, the trophies?
Yes.
We dabbled. We said, yeah.
I wasn't there for that. So how do you guys feel about the number jumped and pretty much it's going to sound like it's... When the update happens, I don't know if it's happened already, it's going to look like, shit, you got a million trophies in that thing.
I've been
seeing instead of 10, it's going to be 100.
I don't know if...
yeah, that was the same. If you had 12,
I don't
like
know.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know, because I still see a couple people that are at like 14, 13, and that used to be a big deal.
Right.
The trophy level.
Right.
Yeah. And then I see a couple people on my friends list. I see a couple people on my friends list, 300, 200, something.
So maybe it's like
an update?
Maybe they're staggering it out? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I see a couple of the 200, 300s, and then I'll see like an 11 and shit on my list, on my friends list. And I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't know if that's what the update is. They're jumping up the number?
Yeah, it's going, okay, so the numbers before used to be 1 to 100 for trophy levels. Now they're expanding it from... 1 to 999. I don't know why it's not 1 to 1,000, but 1 to 999. So it's, you know, it's like a multiplier pretty much at this point. It's just going to look like you godly.
You play more games.
Right. It's going to look godly when you look at the numbers.
And I already
Instead
said
of seeing 12 and 14, you're going
to
see hundreds and 60s and those kind of numbers. And
I already said this on the live, but the fucking trophy tiers is, I don't even know what that's about. Like, I don't even know why they did that.
Yeah.
Like, why is my bronze first class different than my bronze third class? Still a fucking bronze. A bronze is a bronze.
It's a silver. It's a ranking. Like, when you play any game that has rank, like Smite.
The rank is bronze, silver, gold. Why put ranks in the rank?
Right, rank
but it. That's how they do. Bronze 1, bronze 2, bronze 3.
Let's say Mario Kart.
But does it even matter? It's bronze. What I get what he's saying, I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is for a noob, for people that don't doesn't even care about bronze 1, bronze 2. If I look at that dude, hey, that man only got like 10 bronze. Oh, but I got a bronze tier 1.
I got a bronze 3.
Well, I mean, coming from 2K, yeah.
It's like three dudes
people
on the
third. People would rather play with a bronze 3 than a bronze 1. Because at least they got some time in the game.
So with you having as much friends as you have, are you going to be stocking the trophies before you add? Do they got a silver 2?
No.
Or a gold 1?
Yeah.
If not,
but you know what?
Decline.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing that now.
I'm actually. I'm going to start doing that now. With that being said, speaking of trophies, we got like, let's see. Let me look at my shit again. We got 32 days left before the PS5 launches. From this recording,
yeah,
not from when it gets posted, but from this
October 11th.
Yeah, October 11th. I have 32 days to get my first platinum.
Yeah,
it will either be Spider-Man, most likely it'll be Spider-Man or Tony Hawk. Those are the two that I'm the most closest to get.
I think Tony Hawk would look a lot better on you, but Spider-Man is a lot easier.
But I think the reason why I want to get Spider-Man because I'm a double platinum. I'm gonna get PS4 version. Platinum and the remaster platinum.
Ooh, oh, that!
I'm trying to double dip, baby. I'm trying to double it.
Interesting too. I would like to see that.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm gonna do that too.
Hey, we on that.
I'm gonna platinum man eater because I already platinum. And I'm gonna platinum on a PS5 when I get that free update.
Den and our other boy was having a little debate on Ghost because my boy platinum Ghost.
Yeah.
And Den was like, "Yeah, I platinum Ghost." He actually didn't platinum it, but he didn't know that. So my boy had fact checked him or whatever.
Yeah.
And Den was like, "All right, fuck it, I'm going to platinum right now." So he switched the game, and now he's doing the platinum. He almost has it. He was already at like 80%.
Yeah.
And it made me look at my list, and I said, like, I've never really been too big on platinums, but I look at my list and I see
me neither.
I see this 76%
70s, 80s. I had a couple games that were 90.
Yeah.
I see 76% on the game that I feel like is the perfect game, the best game ever created.
Kingdom Hearts.
No. Persona 5 Royal.
So damn, that should be a badge of honor if you get that.
Right. So I was like, how am I not going to platinum the game that I hold in the highest regard ever?
Right. I think that should be the thing on this pod.
So what I did on Saturday was boot up Persona 5 Royal.
Straight up.
I started working on my new game, and I'm going to go for the platinum. Fuck it.
Yeah, go for the platinum. Print out that list, see what you don't have, and get it done. Get her done, baby.
You didn't put that in what I was playing.
I didn't, but that's because I just thought about it now.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't that long I played. It was like maybe an hour.
All right, one weird one. Doesn't have to do with PlayStation, but it does have gaming. GameStop announced a multi-year partnership with Microsoft to expand on their physical and digital channel ecosystem and enhance their retail tech infrastructure to create the ultimate gaming destination for gamers. What the fuck? What's going on?
I only did that so much because I don't have like a snoring sound. If I had a snoring sound, I would have did that. Because
pretty much, Microsoft and GameStop is in bed. It sounds like Microsoft is going to throw some money at GameStop to keep the doors open. That's what it sounds like.
What does that mean? I hope some of the listeners don't.
I read the articles. They said they're going to give all the GameStop's Microsoft Surface tablets so that people can easily check out. Like, you walk into GameStop, you're looking at anything, and then one of the GameStop guys comes up, "Hey, I see you looking at Call of Duty. Yeah. You want me to ring you up?"
I don't want to ring you up?
Dude, I'm just looking. I'm just window shopping. Yeah. I already have it in your card.
Yeah.
Give me your card.
I can put this in your cart.
I don't want to, like, low blow us or discredit us in any way, but I really hope that we don't have too many viewers out there that expect us to fucking decipher that shit that you just said. Because to me, it's like,
they got a multi-multi-million-dollar
like,
deal.
Please repeat that.
Okay.
Guys, listen carefully, guys.
All right. GameStop announces a multi-year partnership with Microsoft to expand on their physical and digital channels of ecosystem and enhance their retail tech infrastructure to create the ultimate gaming destination for gamers.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
The ultimate gaming destination. GameStop's been the only destination.
Microsoft GameStop store?
They said no. They're just giving the tech. So it's still gonna be GameStop. So Microsoft is gonna give them. So it's like, okay. So it's GameStop powered.
Oh, so that's why you were doing the thing. Like they're gonna have tablets and shit.
Yes.
They're just investing.
Okay. So they're pretty much gonna like. I think really, in my mind, from reading the articles and what they're saying, they're gonna try to implement with tablets and stuff. Uh-huh. It's gonna be like walking into like the T-Mobile or AT&T store. Gotcha. It's gonna look more like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, come over here and I'll talk to you.
Last night at Fogo de Chao, when we went to cash out, yeah. I've never cashed out this way before. The lady came with her big ass brick of whatever her tech was.
Yeah.
One check or separate? No, separate. Me and my wife, Jason, and then all three of them. Okay, so check this out. She put it down, and she showed me. So you had this, and you had this, and you had this, and you had this, and you had this, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hit checkout, you put in your card, you add the tip.
Boom.
You sign it.
Next.
Hit next person. Whoop. Just slide to the next person. And then you just look at the menu. I think that's... And you go, oh, I had this drink. I had one meal. Okay, I had the extra dollar. They had an extra dollar for the shit.
For donation.
I think...
Oh, card. And then the last guy, he's like, I had everything else. And there was a button. Everything else. Or whole check or what's left or some shit like
right.
that.
Right. And there was also an article from weeks ago, I think I mentioned it here or maybe on the live, that a GameStop investor reportedly had plans to turn the retailer into an Amazon rival. So I think with this multi-year deal with Microsoft, because if you go on GameStop's website, it's very old school, very not user-friendly in my eyes compared to Amazon, compared to Walmart. Compared to all the major retailers. So if they just revamp their store, revamp their online with deals and specials where it's clear, I think they'll be able to compete and stay open.
GameStop recently started advertising gaming PCs. You can buy.
Yeah, see, if they can do that, PCs sell RTXs so and all that.
Microsoft, they have the power and of the doing funds. That. And if they're trying to go up against Amazon... To get the gaming part of it back, at least they could offer everything.
SSDs. That's
now
what I'm
starting
saying.
To make sense.
Right,
starting to make sense.
Right
now, starting to clear up a little.
GameStop,
bit.
Version 2.
Yeah, GameStop 2.0.
So pretty much they're just trying to revitalize.
Yeah, because GameStop is very old school. It's very Blockbuster. Everything's on the shelf.
The game. I don't discs like that. Aren't in the case.
Yeah,
this they just started too. Like you could go on GameStop and buy it, and it says leave at door, and they do deliver it.
Right.
But it's like they're just so bottom tier right now. They can't. Yeah. They can't compete with Amazon and Walmart and Target and all those other places. But even Best Buy.
Right. But so, we'll see.
That's good for them.
Yeah, yeah. I like to hear that the doors are going to keep open.
I'll give them the props.
Because, months ago, they were talking about they were closing fucking GameStops.
500, 300 and something
stores. People were losing jobs and all type of shit. So, shout out to GameStop, closing the deal, man. Koshering the deal.
Yep.
I think I got, that's pretty much it on the docket, guys.
Heard that.
We did it without Lex, man. It's easy.
Holy shit, we made it without Lex. We
Do you guys have any other news or any other BS?
No. We got to get into the news.
What is the news going to be called
it's
today?
It's going to just be news.
Just
okay?
news.
Stigs?
No.
Stigs news. All right, cool.
Steely
Biggs?
Play the Steely Biggs?
No.
Stigs.
Biggie Steel?
Stigs.
No.
Like steals and bigs, but igs.
It's
Stigs.
Nudes. It's nudes.
Nudes?
No,
it's nudes.
Loop. Got it.
Hit the button.
It's
hit
nudes.
Just hit the button.
I need your phone, sir.
Just hit the button.
Yeah, this is a special edition of PS and BS.
Yeah,
Stig's news. Stiggy. Stig. Stig. Stig.
Stig.
He
did it.
We here, man, with OVO Biggs and the resident fanboy, Steals 1682.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right.
Want to play games, motherfucker?
You want to play games, motherfucker?
That was an excellent idea.
That drop?
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Got it from a fucking trailer.
That's never that of a movie that never came out.
Yeah. It's true. It's never coming out. Holy shit. All right.
It's stuck in the game.
Wow.
Wow. All right, guys. You already know it's your boy Biggs. I'm here with Steals got game releases today. Me, I got my regular deal. Not too much today, and not too much that we care about.
Yeah.
We're gonna start off with all of our favorite games. Game of the year: Hyperscape Season 2.
That shit don't run.
Hyperscape Season 2 begins today. battle through Neo Arcadia in the wake of the devastating blackout and fight to uncover the truth behind the Hyperscape. Play it for free on PlayStation 4 today. Oh. For all your Hyperscape fans.
All right.
All three of you.
Also, we got for the MMO RPG fans out there that like Black Desert, you got a succession update. Succession skills are finally available on Black Desert. This update will bring you back to your roots by giving you powerful new skills focused on the original weapon of your class. The first four classes we will be granting succession skills to are Warrior, Ranger, Sorcerer, and Berserker. So I think succession in the Black Desert community was something that the people have been asking for, and they're finally delivering. So Black Desert fans, congratulations. You got what you wanted. Go enjoy that update. Also, another game that I believe Trav, it's on Trav's radar.
Oh, shit.
Warface. Breakout. Warface Breakout.
Wow.
I almost bought that shit.
Uh-huh. Are you ready to go underground?
I'm done.
The new season of Breakout will take you through the gloomy streets of a new map, the Slum District, a.k.a. Pine Hills, baby. Let's go.
The slums.
Underground also introduces new mechanics and seasonal rewards. Speaking of seasonal rewards, Fall Guys Season 2.
Hey, that's what I'm on.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout.
That's another game I deleted.
What?
Got it out of here.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout catapults the world's most memeable jelly beans into a world of medieval mayhem with the long-awaited launch of Season 2. Starting today, players will revel among knockabout knights, pugilistic paladins, and vivacious Vikings
This game is for... All right, I'm
in
cool.
A full season of new rounds, costumes,
Mama, what's a paladin?
Emotes, and more as they lay siege to the Middle Ages.
Oh, no sieges.
It's a very weird concept theme for Fall Guys. Like,
yeah.
For this early, yeah. I don't know.
They going real crazy with it off top.
I guess they're running out. Like, everybody's doing, like, either 80s or the other shit.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like,
yeah.
Medieval. It's just, like, weird. I don't know. I think they should have went...
Maybe because I'm just a big Halloween fan. I'm like, it's October. They should have just...
Did a Halloween update. The medieval
Pumpkins,
thing is super weird.
Easy, you know, shit like that.
That's it for me. That's it for Find me. House. Steals.
Right.
What's coming out?
There's a few games coming out.
Okay.
Yes. The first one.
Oh, go ahead.
Remothered. Not remastered. Remake. Remothered. Broken Porcelain.
Okay.
Is a survival game. That comes out in one day.
In one day.
It's a survival horror video game created and written and directed by the Italian video game artist and director Chris Darrell.
Okay.
Developed by Italian studio Stormind Games and published by Darrell Arts in collaboration with Modus Games. It is coming out for PS4, mm-hmm. Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
The Switch.
Oh, shit.
If Switch. It handles it.
If it can handle
and
it.
And Microsoft Windows. Scheduled release is October 13th.
Cool.
And it's a sequel to Remothered Tormented Fathers.
What? Okay. Next. What the fuck? Remothered Tortured Fathers?
Yes. Next one. Red Wings, Aces of the Skies. This is for Judd.
Oh, yeah, for Judd. Shout out Judd, man.
Yeah. Literally, it just says it's initial release date, 2020.
Yeah, but it's coming.
Coming on platforms, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Microsoft Windows. Oh, okay. There was a different link. Accompany the legendary Red Baron.
The Red Baron.
And cheat death on your way to victory. Conquer the skies of the Great War. Pilot legendary warplanes and witness aerial dogfights from the breakthrough stage of the history of flight.
Would you be getting that, Steels?
That's a hard no.
Hard no. Hey, man, it's dogfighting.
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe's a here. Who remembers that shit? Come on, man.
Cartoon.
G.I. Joe, man. Everyone knows G.I.
Saturday morning cartoons?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, see?
Dom!
Ah! G.I. Joe is my Saturday. G.I. Joe Operation Blackout is an upcoming third-person shooting video game based on Hasbro's G.I. Joe Classified Series toy line.
Oh.
Does it look like an Android game?
It will be released for Microsoft Windows, Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Xbox One on October 13th.
Wow, coming up. Okay.
Single-player video game.
How's it look? Does it look valid?
It looks like you're playing as the toys.
Fuck that.
So Lego game?
So kind of like a bogus. Lego.
Looks like
it looks bogus.
It looks bogus.
And the last one, real quick, it's called Cloudpunk.
Not to be confused with Cyberpunk.
Even though they're about to compare it to
Cyberpunk.
It's Cloudpunk.
Somebody's getting sued.
Oh, you want that one? Yeah, that's the one? Oh, it's been a while.
Somebody's getting sued. Somebody's getting sued.
All right.
Somebody's getting sued.
They say it in their own description. Ready? Here we go. And Cloudpunk is an adventure game developed by Ion Lands and published by Maple Whispering Limited. Must be a Canadian.
Maple.
It must be. Maple bacon.
Wow. For Maple. Microsoft Windows, the game is set in the future.
Get it?
And features science fiction and cyberpunk elements.
Hey!
I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
It is set to be released on the 15th.
I'm sure that's just
gotta get out there before the Cyberpunk 2077 comes
release
out.
Release it.
But it looks like Lego.
Crunch.
Like legitimate, like.
It looks like somebody like made it in Minecraft.
Like Minecraft Lego type shit. Yeah, it's just weird.
You know.
It is not serviceable.
Somebody out there.
Yeah, the developer's cousin is going to be the only one that buys it.
Wow.
Jesus. So that's it. No more news.
Cool. Watch me be the one to buy the game.
But you do have.
I do have a Sprockets.
Yeah, finally. We haven't had a Sprockets in like a month.
It's been a long time.
Somebody sent me.
Story time.
Right.
This is story time.
Because somebody sent me a DM Sprockets. Like, if y'all don't let Steels do his Sprockets on next week's podcast.
Let him say what he wants.
It's over for y'all. I'm going to go ahead and cut him a check. He's going to have his own podcast.
Wow.
Steals and BS.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
I mean, BS are my initials.
That's true.
Wow.
All right. It's been a while. I've given y'all some John stories.
But and today it's funny is not because, about John.
But no, real quick, it's funny because when we did the stream, was it the stream? When we streamed the beta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we streamed the day you were off. Yeah. Purple.
Yeah.
From Hawaii.
Yes.
Jumped in and asked, "Hey, why your friend got to come to my state?"
Yeah.
Or my island. And so then we got to talking about that and this and that and whatnot, whatever. So that
they looking for him out there too.
They listening.
They trying to get him out of there. They trying to deport him.
He's on a different island, but close. So he's close. But anyway.
Too close.
This is an actual Sprocket. Okay.
Cool.
Guys, you know what really shaves my sprockets?
Not that, Steve.
People using their kids as an excuse.
Huh? Run!
I really wish Lex was here for this because I know he'll have something to say. But anyway, he'll say it and then he can elaborate on the live if he wants. Listen.
This is going to be...
I'm going to start this by saying I don't have kids.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'm around kids a lot. I know family members and a lot of friends that have kids and this and that.
Yeah.
I see tings. All right? I see tings.
What the hell?
Listen.
Let's just ride.
Yes, just ride. Just come along this journey.
I'm scared. Journey.
It's one thing if you go somewhere and something comes up. Yo, man, something comes up.
Yeah.
I gotta go. Boom. Okay. Got a phone call. Boom. You know.
Life.
There's a time. Yes, life. And I get it. And I understand. You know, it's all gravy. But if you don't want to be at a certain place with certain people, don't go. You don't use your kids as an excuse. I have a story.
Oh, shit.
A few years ago, I had a little gathering at my house. I'm not going to put too much out there, but I had a little gathering at my house. Family and friends came. Okay. Some family members came who I haven't seen in a while. They had a kid. She was young. You know, young kid. I get it. It is what it is. Cool. We were all having fun, reminiscing. The family's together. It's all good. It's been a while. This and that.
Thanksgiving vibe.
All of a sudden, the kid's sleeping. Passed out. Peacefully. You can just look at it and go, oh, look at the baby sleeping so peacefully. Oh, this and that, da, 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 da. She goes and picks the baby up. Force it to start crying. Just to use it as an excuse that the baby's acting up and they need to go.
Oh, what?
Yeah. We got to leave.
Hey, guys.
Well, it's only been 2 hours.
Where? Oh,
but the baby.
Where?
But the baby's being restless and not cooperating. And I'm like, it was just sleeping.
It was just sleeping.
Like, it was just sleeping.
But now it's awake.
Now that's it's awake.
Because she forcefully picked her up. Not forcefully, like, but I mean,
purposely
picked her up.
Yeah, knowing
and
that
the baby started crying.
Knowing that she was going to piss the baby
start
off.
Crying,
right.
Because it's just sound asleep.
And she had other plans.
That as an excuse.
But technically, she made a gamble because the baby could have woke up and not cried. So right. She kind of put like her last.
No. When you have your kids, you know what they're going to do.
Yes.
You know what you're going to do. I watch my nephews and niece. I watch my girls' nephews and niece. I know each of them personalities.
There was another time.
Oh, same
kid, different people, different group, different party.
Different party. Same steals.
Or it might have been at a car gathering. I don't know. We're just chilling. We're hanging out
in the streets.
The kid's chilling on his tablet, not bothering a single person.
Playing Roblox.
Not bothering a single person. And all of a sudden, oh, we got to leave, guys. Why?
The battery died on the tablet.
The baby's just kind of restless and is not, you know, we just want to get her home. She's not feeling it. And she just, I looked and I went.
I feel bad for Steels in the comments under this video.
The one over there. You mean the one over there that's not bothering anybody playing the tablet?
It's going to be a whole lot of mothers. Kill it, Bobby.
That baby right there that's not bothering nobody.
His mother's
is restless. No, listen, he's twitching.
Restless, playing a game, not bothering anybody.
It's mother's intuition, bro.
Listen, my mother's intuition.
She just knows it.
Yeah, now he's about to be reckless. He's about to be reckless.
I don't care if they hit me in the comments, because what I'm saying is, don't use your kids as excuses.
Just say we got to bounce.
If you don't want to be there anymore for whatever reason, just say I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Don't put it on the little kid, man. He's just chilling. He's just chilling.
Don't coughed. Make the kid the op.
He coughed.
Don't make the we're kid out. The op.
Yeah, exactly.
He coughed. We're leaving.
Yeah, he got
exactly.
it.
He's tired.
He's tired.
Baby's tired.
Yeah,
we're out.
Baby's tired. We got to go.
First of all, I remember like.
What?
Y'all remember being like, I guess it's new now for this generation, but I remember like going to parties with my mom and like my younger sister falling asleep. Shit. By the time she woke up, it was like a thousand jackets.
Baby in the room.
Right. She was in a room and 1,000 jackets on her. Like.
They
put her to bed. Hey, who got a bigger jacket?
Can we go in the room? Is there a room where you put the baby? Oh, this room. All right.
All right
throw a baby
boom.
There, and then boom.
Throw the baby.
Yeah.
They start going.
You a child. You wake up in a stranger's room, dark.
Yeah.
No TV. You think you in hell?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
That never happened to you?
Happened to you?
You see her promoting the shit. Like, wake up in a stranger's room.
You're on top of jackets and shit. You start smelling this cologne. You smelling that. All these perfumes and colognes you smell and shit.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell's going on?
Okay.
The parents had fun. They still
still got down.
What the fuck happened to us? Look how we are.
You hit know? The room door closed, but the music, boom, boom, boom.
And what's
boom.
Funny, what's funny, there's been times where they'd say it, right? Not, oh, the baby's being restless or just.
No, I'm not.
Oh, whatever. And they go, and literally, no, I'm not.
No,
I don't
want
to leave.
I don't want to leave. I want to stay with Steels.
Yeah, I've seen that shit happen.
Yo, I want to stay with Steels. Mom, I'm not.
It's like, for me.
Or they lie and be like, oh, the kids have to be at school early tomorrow. They got a test. Mom, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm off tomorrow.
I'm off tomorrow. Remember, you told us we were going to go to Uncle Tommy's house?
And, there's no school.
And Uncle Tommy.
Done.
You don't have an Uncle Tommy.
You said we were going to SeaWorld tomorrow.
They'd be like, shut up. You got homework now.
No, I finished it, Mom. After day school, day's care.
Just don't be using your kids as excuses.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
If you don't want to be around people... Not even just me. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Straight up.
Don't want to go, don't go.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I use Beethoven as an excuse.
Don't waste my time. Don't waste my space. Don't waste my food.
You don't use your dog as an excuse?
I mean,
I use my dog as an excuse.
It depends.
Oh man, I gotta get home, man. I gotta go walk the dog.
No, sorry, man. If we've left her alone for a long time, we'll be like, she's been home a long time.
Yeah, man. She needs some companion, man. I gotta go over there and tickle her tummy.
Shout out to everybody with a dog, a pet, a kid, children. They're the biggest blessing.
A life.
The biggest blessing.
Yeah, the biggest excuses. Always putting your kids on blast.
Yeah. Wow.
My God.
That's it.
Damn. I wish Lex was here.
I miss Lex, man.
Lex is gonna be like, hey, guys, you know, sometimes, you know, kid gets reckless,
things,
man.
Things happen.
And don't get me wrong. It's valid. I had a party where my friend's daughter threw the Wii remote through my TV. They left.
Without leaving a check?
Well, no. I got a new TV the next day, but they left.
From their wallet, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's valid. You know, happened. The baby started crying. Kids started crying. They all felt some type of way, and they just X'd themselves.
Oh, yeah, because once the TV's broke,
so I'm just like, I went,
see ya.
I went, you know what, guys? I'm too drunk right now. We'll handle that tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on this
Just
game?
Make sure you got
and,
the money.
And I kept drinking. We just kept playing the game. Wow. Like, I didn't even
just know that I got the top dollar TV in there.
That's valid. Sheesh. But
they don't sell it at Walmart, baby.
The kid is on the couch with his feet up, enjoying itself, chilling, petting the dog, playing the game, when you're going to be like, the baby's being restless. We got to go. Tells me.
Stone cold
stunner.
You
just don't want to be here.
Wow, okay.
Hey, man. Okay. Steel said it, baby. That's a shirt. Steel said it, baby.
Oh, I like that.
You give him an idea. Yeah, all right, let's wrap this thing
up. Yeah, man.
Y'all give him ideas and shit. You need to do your shirt. Lex, you need to do your fucking shirt.
We're doing the mine.
People want it.
I'm ordering mine.
Yeah, today.
Hey, people want it, man. People are asking for my second shirt already, too.
We're ready.
Everybody's buying the lovable and the hitting the sticks, man. They ain't got no room in their wallet for y'all shit.
Yeah, it's fucked.
My boy Jose showed up at that car meet yesterday at the German wearing the hitting the stick.
Hey.
When I took that picture, I'm like,
this man did a GQ fucking Fashion Nova shoot.
Yeah.
When I took the picture,
Fashion Nova promo.
When I go over there on Wednesdays, they just had it on. So I pulled up, I was wearing mine.
They got the different colorways.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these fools?
I walked in, I was like, holy shit. At that moment, I was like,
yeah, man, I got the shirts matching the belt, matching the kicks, man. Let's do the Fashion Nova shoot for IG, baby, with the promo code.
Yeah, top dollar,
baby.
I like my shirt texture too. Yeah.
So I was very, very happy
pleased
to see that.
And people are pleased with the product. So
he even said, he's like, yo, this shit's actually really comfortable.
Nice. Yes. I like that.
That's good.
All right, man. With that being said, any plans for this week, streams that y'all want to shout out?
It depends. If I get on this FF14 thing, I might hit that up a couple times this week. I plan on streaming at least 3 times this week. So,
all right.
Y'all hit me up. Or I'll hit y'all up. Hit me, hitting y'all up. However that works. Y'all hit me up.
There we go.
Cool, man. Another Among Us, maybe? I don't know. Might take a break this week. Let's take a break because I know we got plans Saturday.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we have things open.
Yeah.
Because we got to have a full crew.
Right.
We got to get Lex in there somehow.
We'll let you know. We'll be in everybody's ear about it, but let's give it a week.
There's a lot of people. I know who you are.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like this whole Discord
thing.
You
gonna play?
I can't wait for this Patreon Discord.
I like Discord too.
So,
hey, if we could get that Discord, gonna be lit. I could already tell the Discord gonna be lit when we get it up on Patreon.
We're still asking, where's the Patreon?
Hey, man, we submitted the paperwork. I know we were saying it's coming, but we submitted it.
We
submitted it, baby.
We waiting for the teacher to grade the paperwork.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? This man over here, young man, LLC, takes care of his mom, chicken daddy. You know what I'm saying? He out here, man. The ladies, hit him up, man. He on that. Swipe left or whatever you got to swipe to get
like RPGs.
Yeah, anime and RPGs.
Especially
JRPGs.
Yes. RPGs. Yes. And you like wings?
Yes. Wings
this
and
is
things.
Yo, man.
We could take turns, baby. Let's go. You already know.
We can take turns.
So while he's lovable, playing, you're eating.
The most
It's been the boys.
The most
PS and BS.
The most lickable, baby.
We out of here. Yeah.